Hello, welcome back to another Courtney Nolan on the podcast episode. Today I'm interviewing AJ and he is incredible. So I am not even going to try to introduce you. I want you to tell everyone about yourself.
Oh God, I would have rather you introduce me. Firstly, thank you for having me.
Pleasure.
My name is AJ Paps. I don't even know what my title is. I'll be honest with you, I don't even know what my title is, but I would say I'm a sex educator. I have multiple adult businesses, been doing it for 11 years. My family's been in the business for about 25 years or 30, close to 30 now, actually. And I just have a fucking funny way, a funny sort of realistic approach to sex education. No woo-woo, no like big words, just do this, put your tongue there, do that, and have fun while you're doing it. And slowly, slowly, we're educating the masses.
You know what? And I think that's what appealed to me about your page when I came across it. Actually, one of my girlfriends sent me one of your reels and she's like, "You're gonna love this guy. Go and have a look." It was the one of you setting up the sex, was it the sex? I think it was a sex swing
Yeah, the
on the
group.
back of one. And I was like, oh, yes, like I think it's the simplicity, like, because obviously people complicate sex and I like try to make it something that it's not. So when I watch your stuff, I'm like, ah, oh, yes, like this is exactly what also as a sex educator, I think is really, really important.
Well, yeah, look, sex is already one taboo, too scary for a lot of people because, you know, of performance anxiety and they don't want to screw up and they don't want to look stupid. And I feel like a lot of the time people overcomplicate, you know, the idea of teaching sex. All these little different factors come into play. People actually, I feel like a lot of people don't even teach technique anymore or ideas or try this, try that. It's more like, you know, like there's a lot of theory. It's like, no, like people just want to learn how to have fun sex. And that's where I come in. Each to their own. Everyone can teach differently, and I respect that. There's room for everybody. But I've carved out a little niche for myself, which I'm quite happy with.
I agree. I think, yeah, I mean, I think it's got to be entertaining. And it can, like, it's so vulnerable anyway. Like, people are like, oh, like, I'm just, you know, I'm naked and there's this happening. Like, there's so much going on. And it's like, if it can be fun, if you like make it fun again, then it's like, oh, isn't this what we want to be doing anyway?
Well, we learn best when we're playing. We learn best when we're playing, and especially in the area with like I said earlier, like in sex, which is already taboo. No one wants to feel like they're doing homework and getting railed at the same time. Like that's not how it works. So I feel like it's so important to make and also make sex, you know, like as educators, we're normal too. You know, it's up to I try and make my content, like the goal of my content is to make it feel as if you're in a group chat with me. And you're oh, like, babe, I don't know what to do with him. Oh, babe, just twist it, grab it and twist it. You know what I mean? Like, have fun. And that's what it is. And I feel like because I have that approach to sex and I don't put myself on like a pedestal as I'm this sex educator, I know everything. Like, no, I'm like everyone else. I get performance anxiety. I get this, I get that. Like, we're just all growing and glowing together. And yeah, that's essentially, yeah. That's me.
And so, do you think that people come into your shop and they're just as easy around you? Because there was another video that you did recently of this chick sharing about it was her hemorrhoids off the top of my head. So
Oh,
do
yeah.
you think
Yes. That's actually, it's funny because that interaction, I had another video that went viral, which was in the same interaction, and it's actually one of my favorites. So like her friend that was with her was telling me how her sister cheated with her boyfriend. Like, so her sister had sex with her boyfriend. Imagine Sarah and Jennifer are sisters. Jennifer fucked Sarah's boyfriend. And in the video, the reason why it's my funniest video, like in my opinion, one of my funniest to me is because in the video, I was listening to her, and I'm like, "Fuck, that's really bad, you know? That's fucked because it's your sister. Like, you gotta sort of get back at her." I'm like, "Does your sister have a brother?" She's like, "Yeah," and I'm like, "You should fuck him." And she's like, "Wait, hold on a second." Like,
That would be my brother.
yeah. So I think what's happened is because I've been in the space for so long, like I've been working in adult stores since I was 18 years old. And not only was I 18, but I had to overcome two things. One, I was young and I barely had sex when I was selling people toys and stuff. And two, I was a male, you know, in a business with a lot of females. Three, I'm a gentleman. So, and there's also this negative connotation of men, like straight men and even gay men that work in the adult, like in the adult, like everyone knows when you walk into an adult store, ah, oh, seedy, blah, blah. I'm not about that. At the end of the day, like I'm here as a business. When I was younger, it was just business for me. Whereas as I get older and I develop as a human and my soul develops, like I like the act of serving now, like helping people. Like, I've turned down so many customers who, you know, I know toys won't help them. So I'm like, I'm not gonna sell you a toy. What the fuck's a toy gonna do? See, it's just a band-aid. Do this, 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 and this. And it's funny because when I moved into that ideology, that's when sort of my content started evolving and getting bigger and bigger and bigger because people saw me as, I don't know, like whether I'd be like an older brother or the fun uncle or something like that, like, or just like the random crackhead on the side of the street that gives you life advice, you know? So I've learned how to make people feel comfortable. Like, I think it's just part of my aura now. Like, I remember I was at my an old psychic's house, and she's like, my friend's coming over, and she's like in her late 40s. I'm just letting you know she's like a real prune. That's what she said to me. She's like, she's a real prune. Don't talk about your work in front of her. I've known her for like 15 years. She's never spoken about sex in front of me. Within 2 minutes, she was telling me how she eats her boyfriend, like her boyfriend's ass. And the psychic was just looking at me like, how the fuck do you do it? I didn't even say anything. She just, you know, it's the energy.
She volunteered this information. She's like, I just have to tell you this.
Yeah, I feel like at this stage, like I'm just a walking safe space, you know? And I'm just very like in store, I make people feel comfortable because I'm like, and those like videos recorded with clients are always before I record them. I'm like, look, this is funny. Do you mind if I record? And they're like, cool. And then I'll play it back with them. I'm like, do you care first? Because you'll notice none of their faces are ever in it. Because that be my biggest thing is confidentiality. And I'm like, are you cool if I post it? I'm like, yeah, sweet. So yeah, I just
But
think.
it's kind of like a peek behind the curtain too, right? Like, I think everyone wants to be having that chat. And I suppose that's why, similar to you, like people would always say stuff to me, and I'm like, oh, like of course, like yeah, like this is how you do that, or this is how you do that. But I think no one else is having that chat though. So nobody else, do you know what I mean? Like even like the sex stuff, like an actual like position based, people are like, oh, didn't know that you could even try it like that. And it's like, yeah, you just it doesn't have to be the same as everyone else or what it looks like on that particular website. I think that's the beauty of it. It can be however playful you want it.
Yeah, and I feel like a lot of people have vanilla sex and don't realize there's so much out there. But the problem is, and I think I try sort of push this in my content as well, is like there's nothing wrong with vanilla. Like you can do missionary, and then all of a sudden you put a pillow underneath your hips, you're no longer vanilla. You know, I think I would define vanilla as the same repetitive sex. And just operate in your comfort zone. If you go from, you know, like I said, doing missionary and you put a pillow under your back, you're no longer vanilla, you're exploratory. And that's where like the fun happens. That's where it's like going on an adventure when you're drunk at night with your friend. You're like, oh, let's just go to this bar, and you end up having the best time rather than just going to the same spot. You end up leaving early because you're fucking bored. Like, you know? So, because I think there's a big, with what we do for work, a lot of people might think, oh, you know, I don't know, that seems a bit wild. Like, that I don't want to be seen as a freak. Like, you're not being seen as a freak. You're just seen as someone who's exploring their sex life. And also, like, putting a finger in your butt doesn't mean you're gonna lead to a fist. You know, I feel like people think that there's this massive progress. Like, if you try something, it's like you're opening Pandora's box. You're not. The fist ain't coming. Relax. You can just do the pinky.
Or maybe it is if you really enjoy it. But
Yeah.
I think the thing is, like, it doesn't mean anything other than what it is. And I think that's the part that I think is so fascinating with people. I'm like, no, it doesn't have to mean anything else. It can just be, hey, I really like this style of sex. I really like this position. I really like how that feels. It doesn't have to be like, oh my God, it means this really big thing, or I'm a freak. Exactly what you're saying. Like, it's just wild. But so do your family watch your content? Like, how do they feel about that? Because I know one of your things was like was it your auntie was liking everything, and I
Fucking weirdo. Anyway, so my
love that.
it's a family, like it's a family business. So my family's been in the business since our job titles barely existed, in the sense that my then stepdad opened up stores in the late 90s in South Africa when adult stores were literally strictly just videotapes. And then the stores actively progressed.
Right.
So my family knows everything I do. Everyone, like my family knows what I do. All my friends' families know what I do. Like my neighbors, like I have a neighbor that fucking, I was at my store the other day and my customer's like to me, "Oh, all your neighbors seem to come in." I'm like, "What fucking neighbors?" And like, "Oh, the guy across the road came in and he's then he," I'm thinking, "Who?" He's like, "The guy that waves across, I live in apartments, but across the road are houses." I'm like, "Ew." I'm thinking, "Ew." And then I fucking pulled up and I seen it. I'm like, "Random question, brother. Did you go into my shop the other day?" He's like, Yeah, I did." And his wife was outside. He's like, "Babe, this is a guy we buy the sex toys off." I think because of how I put out my content and I add the humor to it, there's a less sort of friction on the sex side.
Yeah, it
Know,
doesn't feel as vulgar, right? Like, it's like, no, this is super normal. Like, everyone's doing it, and if they're not, they want
and like
it.
and like I and like I said, like before we even did this, and you asked, "What are your boundaries?" And I say, "I don't talk about my own dating life or my own sex life." And that's a thing as well, because people, I make it very clear to people that I'm here to educate you and coincide that grows my business, so we help each other. You get better in
Yeah.
the bedroom, I help you get better in the bedroom. I then reinvest that money to do better things, entertain you. Like, and people don't like, it's not always about the sex, because I do a lot of mental health stuff. I talk about a lot of mental things, or like self-confidence, self-love. People can watch all my self-love stuff and not touch a single blowjob tip. Like, it doesn't have to. I think what people don't real what people realize now is, because I have such a unique take on things, because we work unique jobs. Like, for example, you are the perfect, I don't know if the word's anomaly, but like unicorn, in the sense that you were once a cop,
Yeah.
and then you went from handcuffing people to handcuffing people. Like,
It's so funny too, because some people are just like know me in one of the two worlds. So it's like
yeah, look, cops are the freakiest profession.
Yeah.
Cops and ambos, because obviously, because they're high stress jobs, sex can be a form of escapism, And like, I have so many police officer clients, military clients, ambos, like you can name it. I service the New South Wales government essentially at this.
Everyone needs an outlet. And I used to remember saying this, like in the station, I'll be like, man, I like just really need to decompress. Like, God, I'm like, this was a really big shift. Like, I'm ready for some sex. Like, here we go. People would be like, oh, like that's how you decompress. And I was like, well, yeah, like, how's everybody else doing it? Like, meditation is good and all, but nothing. Nothing is as good as like that. So yeah, I think I do. I definitely understand it. I definitely, the cop side of things is really funny sometimes. And I think people are like, oh, wow, like they're so different. But yeah, I
Well,
think everyone needs a better approach.
you learn sort of how to actively speak people down, and
Yeah.
so I used to run nightclubs as well. So I'm able, and also because from a young age and working in adult stores, there's no discrimination to the type of people that come in, like all walks of life, literally every single life. So you have to learn to become relatable. So if you were a cop and you'd come in, I would sort of use reference points to what you do and then try to sort of anchor, sort of like put the toys that I'm selling and the things and the concepts that I'm selling into your line of work. So there's a level of relatability.
So what would you sell me?
Well, it depends on what you came in and wanted. But
Yeah.
I would do it in a way that I make it sort of relatable. Or like, for example, okay, what I'll say to a flight attendant, you're leaving your man for a couple of days, you're kind of missing. Here's this app operator toy. So while you're in Kuala Lumpur, oh, actually, no, I think they can get beheaded for that. Maybe not Kuala Lumpur, but while you're in a country where you're allowed sex toys, and your partner's at home, he can control it from that. Like, you gotta become as relatable as possible. And relatability creates comfort as well.
Completely. So, when you're working in the shop, do you have a lot of couples come in and sort of like, what's the interesting sort of conversation that you've heard couples negotiate over a toy before? Like, what would, because obviously I do like on the coaching side of things. So I don't have couples come in with toys. It's more like the conversations I have or the differences, like preferences of kink. But I imagine, like, if my husband and I walked into a sex toy shop before and it's been like, oh, I really like this, or you really, like this, but you would see it all. Like, what do you think has been maybe your most entertaining couple conversation in the store?
Probably I find like the pegging conversations
Yeah.
where he's down, but he's like, oh wow, he's gonna have second thoughts, you know? So they're probably the most interesting in terms of people arguing over toys. Not really, like, because that's where the salesman in me comes in. I'm like, shit, just buy both, you know? Like, why not buy both? You know, I'm not trying to make an extra dollar, and that's what I say.
Oh.
I'm like, look, I'm here to help you first, and then I'm here to capitalize on helping you. So, like, buy this, and you can use it in multiple different ways as well. But
Yeah.
definitely the pegging conversations are the most fascinating, because it's like you already got them up to jump off the boat, but they hit the railing, and they're like, oh, I didn't realize how fucking deep it is, you know? I didn't realize how, like, shit, like, that's what 6 inches looks like. I'm like, 6 inches on you and 6 inches on a dong looks very different, you know? Like, very, our bird's eye view to, like, you know, looking at it straight at you is very different. So I think they're the funniest conversations, definitely.
Yeah, but I mean, like, you get everyone, you say, everyone through there comes in. Do you think, but do you get questions online a lot then about like what would be the best way for me? Like, do you get a bit of that? Or people who just sort of like want to come in and have a browse, want to be like, oh, yeah, I like this, or oh, I quite like this.
Online's great. The great thing about online, and obviously having an online presence, is I now went from just having customers in my, where are you located?
Of course.
Coffs Harbour. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
So imagine, like, you know, you go from before, let's say you stopped, you weren't creating content, okay? And everyone knew you as a sexologist, sex counselor, sex therapist in Coffs. You, and then, like, that's it. You know, there's no fucking, you might get one random couple that come for a weekend and they're like, oh, you know, I saw the sexologist sign. But when you're on the internet, your little pocket now expands to a global reach. So I have clients everywhere, that shop with me, that buy with me, Canada, America, Kenya. Like, my courses are done. If I have like a geographical map, I reckon I've sold to 60% of the world, like, country-wise. But the questions are all exactly the same. What toy works for me? What toy can work for my G-spot? What's a good first-time toy? What's a good this? What's a good that? And once you've done it so many times, it's like, I feel like I'm a personal trainer putting someone's calorie intake. I'm like, oh, yeah, look, just do this, yeah. You know? It's one.
Yes.
It's not one size fits all, because we're all individuals. We all have different experiences and stuff like that. But I ask a couple questions, I get to the gist of it. I'm like, this would be my recommendation.
Yeah. And then do you think no, that you just answered that. I think it's interesting, right? Like, people have just a different idea about what sex can actually look like when it's easier to approach.
I try to remind people as, like, just on this, like, I try to remind people as well, like, it's just my opinion. You know, do like, I try, because it's my, you found me on my third account. Did you find me on
Really?
personal Instagram?
Instagram first.
So I blew up on TikTok. So TikTok is where I blew up. My
Yeah.
first account got 500,000 followers. My second account got 500,000 followers, and then my new accounts just hit 100,000. So
Wow.
what like, and but a lot of people message me like, what's your opinion on this? What's your opinion on that? I'm like, my opinion is irrelevant. As long as you're not harming kids, and as long as you're communicating with your partner, do what you want to do. Don't, because a lot of things I don't like. So I'm gonna be like, so I don't, I've never been pegged. I don't want to be pegged, then I'm not interested in being pegged. But I'm not gonna, you know, I'm not gonna sit there and tell someone don't do it, because if that's something they want to do, I'm gonna give them healthy information and the right information so they can make that experience more pleasurable for them. But a lot of the time, like, I'll get questions of when I go live, and they'll be like, "Oh, what's your thoughts on monogamous, non-monogamous, or whatever it is?" You know? I'm like, look, I always say the same thing. I'm like, it's not my cup of tea. It's not my cup of tea at all. But my opinion on it is completely irrelevant, because if it's something that you want to do and you want to explore, then you should do that. Don't take my opinion as gospel. Like, this is like, I have my own life. I'm a human too. Before, like, I'm a human before I'm an educator. So I'm gonna have my own interests, likes. I like this, I like that, I don't like this, I don't like that. So, but my always push my audience to try what they want to try in a safe manner. And if they like it, as long as they like it and their partner likes it, it's fucking irrelevant to what the world likes. There's people cutting themselves and doing fucking blood play. They're having sex drenched like vampires. That ain't my, you know, that ain't my cup of tea. I didn't wake up and I'm like, fuck, I want to be like Twilight, you know? So, but I'm gonna try to advise them how to do it in a safe manner, so they don't end up in the fucking ER or with a case.
Here's a splash blanket.
Yeah, there you go. Shout out Rosie. Here's a splash blanket. Sort that out. You know, so, and that's what it is. I think it's, I try, and if I don't know something, because I don't know everything, I always tell my audience, let me look into it. I'm not gonna give you, I'm not, I don't, I hate the word guru. I'm no fucking guru. I'm just relatable.
And interested, right?
Yeah. You know, relatable and interested.
Has anyone other than obviously the blood fetish, have you ever heard any like real quirky ones that people come in and be like, hey, do you have anything for this? Or have you ever heard of this before? Like something like super random that you're like, the fuck?
Yeah, look, people, I don't judge, because I'm like, oh, it is what it is. You know what I mean? I'm like, but I have this I have this saying now. It's my new saying. It's like, I don't judge, but like, some things are just not my cup of tea. Like, I'm an English breakfast person. You keep that fucking peppermint away from me, you know? I'm an English breakfast person. You keep that fucking peppermint away from me. But scat, have you heard of scat? Scat freaks me out. Urethral sounding, could never. I've sold some fucking things too for urethral sounding. Like, when I tell people the shit that I've sold for urethral sounding, they're like, "No, you didn't." I'm like, "Why the fuck would I lie? What would I lie?"
But why do I want to put this image in my own
You
head?
know, because the thing is like, you know, I mean, nurse. Okay, for example, how long were you an officer for?
5 years.
You would have seen some shit, you know, like shit where you'd go home and tell you. Did you say you're married? Yeah, shit, you'd go home and tell you. Wait, is your husband a cop? Trust. It's all fucking integrate like fucking Tasmanians.
Not anymore, not anymore. So now we both are out, so it's different. It's different. I don't know if that makes it better or worse.
All fucking, you know, integrate like
You
anyway.
need somebody who understands the freak threshold. So it's like, this is, you know what I mean?
100%. Also, your working hours back then. So anyway, I lost my train of thought. Where was I?
The freaky shit that we would have seen.
Like, you would have seen some fucking wild shit that you'd probably go home and tell your friends. You're like, I saw this today. No way. People do that. Like, people are only as susceptible to rubble. Like, I have people that have sold like thick rods, probably like that thick, like thick rods that go down the penis hole, and like thicker than a cigar. I'm like, that's like, you know, you're putting cigars down your penis, and I'm telling my baby girl that I want to go to fucking Cuba and smoke Havanas. I can't smoke Havanas anymore because I look at the birth of them and I'm like, that can get down my penis hole. And then when I explain it to people, they're like, but why? I'm like, because it's a constant feeling of coming. And
And people love it.
a lot of the things that I learn is because I have no filter in asking, why would you do that? Like,
Yeah, same.
I'm like, can I ask you? Especially when I was young and a lot more naive, I'm like, what's the just for
What's
a reason. I'm like, so I have to fucking stick one down and understand, but what do you like? Why do you do that? You know, and that scat play, a lot of the DOMs, like the BDSM stuff, I'm like, okay, hey, that's a bit different. It's not really my cup of tea, like the dressing up as cats and stuff like that. Like I understand it. I just don't, it's just not my cup of tea.
Yeah.
I'll fucking find you whatever cat suit, collar, leash you want, and I'll sell it to you. I don't care. That's it. Like I said,
I
if you're not hurting anyone and you're communicating, and you're staying the fuck away from kids and animals, do whatever you want.
think it's like it's the liberation piece in it, and I think that's what I used to see when, you know, if you'd go to a job and it'd be something super wild, and I'd be like, why? Like, what is it? What is it about this that you love? And they're like, oh, it's just freedom expression. I'm like,
What would be the wildest one you've seen?
A vacuum suit, like the vacuum bags, that
Yeah.
one sticks out for me. I'm like, I think because I have got a latex allergy, so for me, I'm like, that just gives me fucking hives thinking about it. The scat play, like,
That's
and I
wild.
was the scat, so it's so wild. And I think this particular example, I was like quite junior, so I was like, oh, I hadn't seen everything one time before, you know, so I was sort of like, oh, just, you know, what's this about? And it was just fucking everywhere. I was like, oh my Lord, who cleans this up?
Yeah, that. I had another one. I had a friend. She was wild back in the day. She had a load of Glock in her mouth.
God,
That
like
was
you
like,
would like.
when I went to the States for legal reasons, when I went to the States, I shot Glock. So I'm like,
Wild.
if that had a leaky trigger, like, and it's like,
Crazy.
oh, AJ, it was so hot. I'm like, no, that is not safe.
Loves the risk, the risky element. I do hear a bit of the risky stuff, like people love the risk.
Yeah. Okay. There's, you know, that another. I remember one client stands out to me. And going back to the, no, that would never happen. Like I remember she came in, and I'm like, hi, how are you? Like we're talking, whatever, vibing, and I'm like, what'd you do today? And she's like, oh, I just came from a 38 person gangbang. A
Just gonna
what?
need you to tell me a bit more on that, please.
Well, I was like back. I was like, I think I was like 21. No, I would have been like 18, 19. I was young. And so like, hold on, I thought a gangbang is two people, like a to like, you know what I mean? Like, how's that work? It's like, oh yeah, you know, I have a friend. She wanted to go to a gangbang, and like, she organized like 38 guys herself. I'm like, I can't let her do that on her. I can't let her do that on her own. I'm not gonna support my girl. And I'm like, that's different.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know. It just seems so production liney. Like, I
It
don't.
does, it does. It does feel production lining, I can imagine, but each to their own.
100%, 100%. And like, of course, you know, a lot of there's a lot of places that people do orgies, like, or swingers parties and stuff like that. Like, the stories from swingers parties are wild. You know, like,
Yeah.
I've had guys come in and like, yeah, I watch my wife go to a swingers party and I watch her get banged by like five guys in front of me. I said, I drink English breakfast. Just yeah,
But
but like,
tell me more anyway. How
yeah,
was that?
I'm like, yeah, well, just for research purposes, like, yeah, what was the conversation like in the car ride home? Like, but I just, you know, everyone has their cup of tea, you know, and that's how I see it, is that everyone has their cup of tea. As long as you're communicating and you're not hurting anyone and you're playing safe, it doesn't matter. It's completely irrelevant.
I mean, it's interesting. I think that's a different thing as like everyone get like there is such a like we've talked about before, it is quite taboo, like sex is quite taboo, but I think slowly people are like trying to be more comfortable with it.
Yeah, but where the fuck? Okay, now, like, where the fuck do you, what comes into your brain? I mean, you'd have had a lot of experience with ER nurses, like emergency nurses. Like, they tell me all the time, like, yeah, someone will come with a remote control in his arms. And then the
Yeah.
doctor, oh, I slipped. Your
Oops. Yeah.
remote is not angled like that, idiot, to slip in it. Like, what are you talking about? You slipped. Or like live animals, like rats, wrote, like I've heard it all. Rats, that I'm like, I'm not judging, but I don't know why I've got a gag reflex for it. You know,
My stomach is light just thinking about it. Yes.
like I just, for me, it's not like I don't judge, but I judge. like on how you got to that. Like, I would love to know your thought process. You know, and a lot of times, like, I found it with guys, I'd be like, well, how many sexual partners have you had, like, before you got to that? Oh, one or two. Like, how'd you go from two to fucking, let me see the dogs pour in my ass? Like, where the, where, how, you know? Like, what the fuck?
It's like a pretty steep gradient, isn't it?
I know, like, you know, if I had to invest in crypto and that you that was your chart, fucking take all my money, like, up. You know, like, I just, but again,
I
each.
think there's that element of like people like, oh, nobody will find out about this. I'm just gonna see what that feels like, or I'm just gonna do that. Next minute it's stuck and you're like, I need to call a fucking professional now.
And the crazy thing is, like, when we talk about the crazy stories, you're like, oh, you know, people don't want to talk about it because they know I have full confidentiality. I'm never going to say names or anything. Like, they come in and fucking confess their lives to me. I remember I had this older guy. He was in like his late 50s. He bought a 15-inch dong, and then he told me that he went to Bunnings and bought, I don't know what the machine is, but like, he hollowed out the dong and then came back and bought another 15 inches to make it thicker.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
For himself or his partner?
no, himself. Anytime a man, I love to, like, brother, I've been doing this for so long, you don't need to lie to me. Like,
Oh, my friend.
don't lie to me so I can help you, like, better. Like, I remember I had one young guy, he'd come in every week, he had a bucks party, and he'd go get a dildo for the bucks party, okay? But I didn't say anything, so I'm like, in my head, I'm like, why the fuck did you start at 5 inches for the bucks party? Now I don't know who the fuck's getting married 6 weeks later, but now you're at 8.5 inches. Like, is it because, like, the longer you're with the friendship and the dildo gets bigger for some reason? I don't know. But and then when I was like reflecting on it, I'm like, this motherfucker was buying them for himself, and he was just too shy. And I'm like, I don't care. Like, I'm another young guy actually recently came in with army fatigue. Like, he was in army fatigues. It wasn't military issued, but like, it was like hunting army fatigues. And I was glad that I was on because, you know, it was right after the Bondi situation happened, and you know, I have female staff that work for me. I'm quite confrontational, and like, I wouldn't want my staff to feel uncomfortable. I felt not uncomfortable because I'm like, but I feel fucking, if a woman was in here, she'd feel uneasy. You're in fucking army fatigues when the city's freaking out, like, because of everything that's going on, and you're in army fatigues. And I remember I said to him, like, when he's like, I'm like, what's with the fatigues? And he's like, they make me feel comfortable. I said, brother, they make me feel uncomfortable. I'm like, but then I asked him, like, what are you looking for? He's like, oh, I'm just looking for like a toy for me. I'm like, okay, are you straight? Are you gay? He's like, I'm straight. I'm like, okay. Do you want a masturbator? Do you want butt play? Oh, no, nah, I don't really want butt play. And then he leaves with a 5-inch dong. I just get to, like, I'm not going to judge you. I'm like, just want to help you so you make the right choice. You know, I've had people come in and it's their first toy. They'll go for like an 8-inch dildo. I'm like, honey, just because the last guy you slept with had that doesn't mean you should start with that. You know, slow it down. Bring it back, and then we work our way up. The dildos ain't going anywhere. We're not on a flash sale. I'm always going to have them in stock. Work your way up. It's crazy.
It's also like people just, you and I might not judge, but everyone judged. Like, everyone judged. Like, I remember when I first started working with clients, like sex coaching clients, and my mum was like, so are you having sex with these people? I
Yeah.
was like, no, I'm not, but women's lib, like if I was and I'm consenting, still totally fine. And she was like, oh, like what do they talk about? And I was like, everything. Everything we should all already be talking about. And if people talked about it more often, then we wouldn't, you know, everyone, you know, they wouldn't be so coy about it and there wouldn't be so much like issue around it. I'm like, we just want to make it comfortable. Everything about this should be comfortable. So when they do come in to see him, it's like, oh, I just want to try this or I want to feel into this. It's not like, oh, quick, let's just decide on this and like impulse. But yeah, I think it's interesting. Like, obviously, I think there are a lot of women in like the sex education industry that I liked when I saw your stuff. I was like, oh, this is something for the fellas as well. Like, do you get a lot of male followers or do you think it's all more women?
I have a strong female base, but I have a very strong unfollowing male base.
How
Like
do you mean?
the boyfriends love me.
Oh, yes.
So like
Yes.
I was at you don't have it in Coffs, but I was at Yochi. So it's this new craze in Sydney where it's like frozen yogurt.
Okay. Yeah.
It's always packed. And my best friend of 20 years was with me, and he obviously knows. He was the first person when I started blowing up on social media that was with me. Where I remember I was trying to explain to him, I'm like, bro, people come up to me now. I was like, shut up, you wanker. I'm like, no, trust me. I'm literally on an escalator going up somewhere. And I'm like, bro, I'm telling you now, like, it's wild. People come up to me. It's freaking me out. He's like, you're a wanker. Shut up. Right? We get off the escalator. Some girl looks at me and like her jaw drops. She's like, are you the guy from TikTok? And I turned around to him. I'm like, see? See? But anyway, so like he's used to like being around me and those interactions happening. And we're at Yochi, him and I, it was about 9 o'clock at night. And this girl comes up to me. She's like, oh my God. She's like, my boyfriend just sent me your video like literally an hour ago. And it was like one of my videos. I'm like, FaceTime me, we're chopping it up. I'm like, thanks for the support. Like, so many guys follow me, but indirectly. You know,
Yeah.
they're getting the message. Like a lot of guys are coming up to me and saying, I love your stuff. Because people think when I post stuff attacking men, I'm not attacking men. I'm just trying to get it through our thick fucking skull that you can have the sex that you want, you can have the relationship you want, you can do it, like you can have fun and enjoy it. It doesn't have to be mundane, like spice it up. You're gonna do the same shit when you get bored of having the same sex and you wanna go cheat and you're gonna go do the same thing in a hotel room. I remember, and I never speak about my personal life or my family life, and I have a rule with my family that unless it's an emergency and you don't have anyone else to turn to, I don't wanna know. I don't wanna know about like what you do in the bedroom with your partners. It's a limit. Like we have boundaries, you know, because I love and respect all my cousins' partners and stuff like that. So I remember when I was driving to my cousin's bucks party, actually after the bucks party, they're my older cousins and one of them was getting married. And I said to him, I said, look, I'll give you one piece of advice and never come to me for advice ever again. He didn't ask for advice. I'm gonna give you one piece of advice and then let me know. I don't want to know about your sex life or your relationship. You know, in my eyes, you don't have sex, and all my nephews and nieces are immaculate conception. I said, but no matter what, you always gotta keep fucking your wife like you're trying to, you know, make a lasting impression. Like, don't get lazy. And your wife, I said, not yours particularly, but like your wife and majority of wives wanna have all that crazy wild sex that you wanna have as well. I said, but the problem is, as you would probably know about the Madonna whore complex, is that, you know, the Madonna whore complex is real. You know, you'll go and go have crazy consensual sex in a hotel room, slapping, spitting, you know, you're coming on walls and shit. You're like, what the, f how did my fucking jizz get on the wardrobe? But like, you're doing soft and vanilla with your wife. Like, your wife wants to have that exact same hotel room sex, you know? Just, you just because you're having crazy wild sex with your partner in the bedroom, doesn't mean you disrespect them in any way or you see them any differently. Or, you know, that doesn't make them, they're not going to be a great mother to your children because she might like gagging. Like, it doesn't mean anything like that. It just means that they're just like us. They want to have wild sex. I said to him, like, you have to always keep that wild thing because you'll keep your marriage hot. You'll keep it spicy. You'll keep the intimacy flowing as well on the inside. Obviously, intimacy starts importantly on the outside. But it also, like, you know, you'll keep the fun, you'll keep the light, you'll keep the youth. Sex is youth, you know?
Completely. I mean, I suppose the longest one that I've had come into my office, it's been 5 years since I had sex.
Yeah,
And
that's.
I was like,
At what stage do you leave? Like,
oh,
I
fuck, I don't know. I don't know. I'm like, but what are you doing? Like,
That's a roommate.
it is a roommate. That's exactly what I said. I'm like, if you're not fucking your flatmates, like, and if it's been this long, like, that's wild. Like, the connection. Okay.
Even flatmates are fucking.
Right.
You
I'm
know?
like, I think this is such an integral part of your marriage. And if you're not, and if you let it go stale, and if you let it go so boring that you're just like, oh, this feels like a chore, then you're doing it wrong and you need to explore other things.
And I like,
Completely.
there's been so many times where I've told clients as well, I'm like, a 6:20 ain't gonna fix it. When was the last time you went on a date night? Oh, it's been a couple of months. I'm like, it'd be cheaper for you to go on a date night than it is to buy the toy that you want to buy. Go on a couple of date nights, come back and buy it. And they do that and they're like, oh my God, you were so right. I'm like, yeah, I've been doing this a while, but I don't know what I'm talking about. It's all about money, you know?
The connection, right?
Yeah, look, at the end of the day, I've come to a stage where, of course, I'm a businessman, but like, I help people in the most fucking taboo area on the planet. And I do it in a fun way. Like, I'm enjoying myself. But like, people are like, oh, you know, I'll get this argument, well, you sell sex toys. Well, yeah, that's fine. Like, I live a very great lifestyle, you know. I'm helping people all around the world. I'm different. I'm interesting. Like, what's a, you know, I'm helping people in areas that they don't want to seek help from other people, or they're too shy or are like nervous to seek help. And I think that's why I'd like my content hits, is because I'd make it so fucking relatable. And you know, I'm about to do a video today posting about how foreplay and explaining it to men in the way of, you know, it's a winter's day. You don't go just get in the car and drive. You let it warm up a little bit, you know? Put the key, let it warm up, sit in it, play a little bit of music, vibe, get the energy up. Foreplay is the exact same thing, you know? You're not going to get in your Ferrari and be like, oh, I'm going to just drive off. No, you let it warm up, you heat it up, get the engine moving. It's the same thing with your missus, you know? And I
You
think.
treat it nice, you talk to it nice.
Exactly. I think it's like putting it in relatable terms, whereas a lot of sex education is very like woo-woo now. It's like all these big words and this, and then it's going down a different path where it's nowhere near sex, and it's about this. People just want to learn how to fuck. People just want to learn how to regain intimacy. People just want their partners to look at them, and they just want to look at themselves in the mirror and fucking love themselves. Like this whole, you gotta love yourself. You know, you gotta love yourself. So give them the tools. You know, no one's giving them the tools on how to love themselves. And I think that's where I come in, and I'm unique. I just give them the tool. I'm like, bro, do this. Like, do
Impulse.
go look in the mirror and talk to your eyes. Oh, well, that seems simple. Well, that's the fucking problem, is that you think that you need a hard solution to a hard problem. You don't. A lot of hard problems are actually better suited with simpler solutions.
And it's easy to follow because it's so straightforward.
But because it's so straightforward and so easy, people don't follow. Because they think
Yeah,
that,
they're like,
oh,
oh, this can't work. This can't
it can't be that easy. Nah,
work.
there's no possible way it's this easy. Well, yeah, it is.
Have you told your partner this is how you feel? Oh no, it's like, well,
Yeah, like, well,
yeah.
obviously, have you? I was like, okay, the one thing that pisses me off, it annoys me, is that, like, I did a video the other day about how, you know, when a guy's going down on a girl and the girl's like to him, all right, just fuck me, just come on, just fuck me. Essentially, he's shit at giving head. No woman who's getting good head ever says stop. You
And you
know,
got shit for that?
pardon?
And
No,
did you say you got?
I didn't get shit. I got thousands of comments supporting her. But what gave me the shits was the comments were like, a lot of the comments were, why is he giving away our secrets? Who told him our secrets? That shouldn't be a secret. To the point that here's the issue, why this is an issue, is because you're not communicating to your partner that issue, or you're accepting being with someone, because both men and women, it's not just men, but you've decided to accept to be with someone who doesn't value your pleasure or isn't happy to better themselves, to better pleasure you and better pleasure themselves. And for me, that's, I don't give a fuck if someone's not perfect. I totally care that if they are not willing to put in work. You don't got to be perfect. You can be at zero. But if you're not willing to move from zero to 0.5, I'm not interested. Like, I can't be around you.
No.
You know?
I agree and I love it. So I might leave things there if you're happy. Do you want to drop any other knowledge bombs, AJ, while I've got you?
You know what? Just communicate. At the end of the day, like, you get in your car and you always put into your GPS where you're going. It's the exact same thing in your relationships, in your sex life. If you don't tell the GPS where you want to go, You're just going to go around in circles and you're never going to get to the destination you want. Communication is the vessel to get you from where you are to where you want. Sometimes you might have to detour, or sometimes you might have to get into another car because that GPS isn't working. Doesn't matter. You're still going to end up getting to your destination.
I love. Thank you.
So much for having me.
Pleasure.